Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
All free record on my count. 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2. Roll A, fade up on A.
Southern Miss to the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, let's go. Super Talk Eagle Hour back on the air. Glad you're with us around the Super Talk Network, online, wherever you join us every day. We're just happy you're here. Got a good show for you today. Glenn Dyer is going to be joining us here in just a bit. Nobody covers Southern Miss football better than Glenn. Happy to say he'll be joining us every Wednesday moving forward now that football season is around the corner. And we're about to talk to the play-by-play voice of the Golden Eagles' opening opponent, the Mississippi State Bulldogs, Mr. Deal Price, about to join us. Opening segment of the show, as it is every day, sponsored by Dickey's Barbecue Pit, a great place to take your family wherever you live, and a great place to cater your next Southern Miss event. As we broadcast from the Southern Bancorp Studio here in Oak Grove, Mississippi, we welcome Neil Price to the show, who is the play-by-play voice of the MSU Bulldogs. And, Neil, first of all, thanks very much, man. It's a pleasure to talk to you and have you on the Eagle Hour.
Yeah, appreciate you guys having me. Good to talk to you.
All right. Tell me if I'm wrong, but this may be the most – this game may be the most game filled with uncertainty that two fan bases have ever seen. I know Southern Miss is virtually a new football team with – what, Kelly, 80-plus new players, I think, 60-plus?
A whole new coaching staff.
Whole new staff. But, Neil, I was reading, Mississippi State's got a lot of new faces as well, correct?
Yeah, they've only got 12 starters back between their offensive and defensive teams. And they went in the transfer portal, tried to address a lot of needs on the defensive and offensive lines, added some talent at wide receiver and running back. Really tried to build some depth overall on defense. So, yeah, there are a ton of new faces. And, you know, in the world that we live in college athletics today, I think you can look at game one of any season moving forward.
Yeah, you're right.
And it's just going to be that way for every staff trying to figure out what tape do you watch, what school do you watch to try and get an idea of what you're going to be facing, whether it's new coaching staff, new players at key positions, whatever that is. That's just the nature of the beast now. But it's an intriguing game from that standpoint, obviously, because you've got a lot of new on both sides, but you've got the in-state piece of it too, which makes it compelling. So it's an exciting way for both these teams, I think, to start the year.
No, I agree with you completely. You know, if you're the Mississippi State coaching staff, and this may sound like I'm kind of joking, but I'm not, you'd probably get more knowledge out of watching Marshall tape from last year, obviously, than you would Southern Miss tape. Does that make sense?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's something to that. And I just think that there's no coaching staff in the country now with the amount of fluidity in rosters that they're not watching last year's tape of a team very often. If you're trying to see what a certain quarterback can do and he's transferred in, you're watching what they did. In the case of Southern Miss, because Coach Huff had, you know, so many guys who came over with him from Marshall, you know, you could watch them maybe to pick up some ideas of what they're trying to do schematically and how certain pieces of the puzzle might fit together. But look, I've been doing it just long enough to know too that just because you see it on the tape doesn't mean there won't be some new wrinkles that come in too from both sides in week one from what they did a year ago. So the first game, it just seems like, is all about who can limit mistakes, who can play the cleanest, who can make adjustments as the game unfolds, because there are just so many unknowns on both those sidelines that you can't script it necessarily like you can when you get two or three games into the year.
Neil, if Coach Libby were a stand-up comic, he would be working a really, really tough room because talking to Mississippi State fans, they have just been brutal on this poor guy, and I don't have any skin in the game in Starkville, but I said, you guys, this is just his second year. You know, give him a little bit of a break here. And I think maybe because of the transfer portal, people are expecting more immediate results, but man, the poor guy just gets hammered PR-wise.
Well, I think there are a couple of things there. The thing I always come back to as it relates to Jeff Lebby, and when I've talked to State fans about it, I've been doing State games since 2017. Jeff Lebby is the sixth football coach I've worked with since 2017. It's hard to win. It's hard to build consistency when you have that kind of turnover. Now, some of that couldn't be helped. No one here could have anticipated the untimely passing of Mike Leach. And that kind of put things in a spiral for the last couple years. But I think if State people want their football program to become what they hope it can be, they've got to get behind Jeff Lebby and get behind his staff, because they need him to be successful, if for no other reason than to have some continuity, to build an identity, because that's what's missing in a lot of ways here. I think he'll do it, given the right amount of time. He has been kind of snake-bitten with regard to the SEC schedule, too. This is the second straight year that he's going to play one of the top two toughest schedules in the conference, and you could also say being in the SEC, he's going to play one of the top two toughest schedules in the country based on that. And this team could be significantly better, and then you take into account who they have to play, and the record may not look dramatically different. We don't know how that's going to go. The game, that's why you play the games, you know. But, I mean, I just think managing expectations, looking for improvement, wanting to see the team become more competitive. Those are the things I'm looking for headed into year two for him, and not so much, man, if he doesn't win six or seven or whatever, this is a failure. I think that's a foolish way to look at this, considering what this program's been through.
All right, so candid opinion from you. What would the final result of a Southern Miss Mississippi State game have to be to keep more State fans from jumping ship?
Oh, I mean, I think they have to win. I mean, that's no disrespect to anybody involved. It's just one of those things where the preseason prognostications on State schedule say that the first four games of their season, now that includes a game against a top 10 ranked team in week two, here in Starkville in Arizona State, but their first four games are inside of the eight easiest four-game stretches to open a year in college football. Their last eight games are among the top four hardest in college football. So I think that make hay while the sun's shining, if you're familiar with that term, I think that's the thing that people in the fan base are going to be looking at, saying, okay, you feel like you've got some winnable games in that first stretch. If this team's showing us that it's improved, then we need to see success in games where, you know, it feels like State would be favored. I think that's the realistic approach to this, in my opinion. But knowing how fans can be, too, especially when you're talking about playing a team in your own state, no one wants to lose to a team in their own state, and I'm sure that Southern Miss feels the same way. I think for both sides, got to win. That's what I think.
But I've heard State fans say, got to win by at least 14. If they don't win by 14, it's going to be a long year for the Bulldogs. I'm going, how do you even know? You don't know what your team is like. Southern Miss fans don't know what their team is like.
Right.
And the reality is no one does. It's not just these two teams. No one does. Coaches and players have an idea coming out of camp of what they think they're going to be. But all they've done is line up against one another. That's all they can measure themselves against. We don't have preseason games in college football. You can't measure yourself against a different opponent until the games really matter. So, listen, wins are wins, whether they're by one or 100 is how I look at it. And at the end of the season, no one goes back and says, well, you only won this many by 14 or more, or you only won this many by 7 or 6 or less. They look, how many did you win? How many did you lose? Those are the two numbers that matter. So I think for folks to look at that, I get where they're coming from. They're invested, and God bless them. But I just think that at the end of the day, you're looking for improvement. Did you win the games you were supposed to win? Were you competitive against teams that maybe were better than you on paper? If you can look at those things and say yes at the end of the year, then it's hard to really be upset about it.
Hey, Neil, can you stick around a few more minutes? A couple of more questions I'd like to ask you.
Sure.
All right, we're going to continue our conversation with Neil Price, other side of this very short break. I want to tell you real quickly, though, that Be Quick, Kelly, has extended their 60th anniversary. So you can still, this month, stop by the Shell station here at the corner of 98 and Hegwood Road. Get that buffalo decal Kelly's been telling you about. Place it on your vehicle. Spotters are still going to be looking for decals, and they're still going to give away a Saints football experience, a Mossy Oak shopping spree, a Royal Caribbean cruise for four, and a Biloxi offshore fishing trip. You could win. Get the sticker.
The only thing they're not guaranteeing is a Saints win.
And no one's guaranteeing that. But they are proud supporters of Southern Miss. We'll be right back. More with Neil Price, voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs. Stay with us.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids' care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour. The Eagle Hour. Southern Miss to the top.
All right, everybody. Campus Bookmart sponsoring this segment of the show. CampusBookmart.net on Hardy Street, where you can shop for all your Southern Miss apparel wherever you live. Living outside of Hattiesburg, listen to the show every day. Just go to CampusBookmart.net. Pick out what you want, be delivered to your front door. So you're going to hear from Glenn Dyer a little later in the program. Right now, I want to continue our conversation with Neil Price up at Mississippi State. Big opener coming up here in about 2.5 weeks. Neil, look, I'm going to just tell you straight up. It adds a little extra juice to the plate when you got the Bulldogs coming to Hattiesburg. I think back to the last time they were here, Dak Prescott was quarterbacking. And as I was telling you off air, it was a late night game, 8 or 9 o'clock, as I recall, maybe 9 o'clock, if I'm not mistaken. But, man, it gave both fan bases the entire day to spend together, and I saw nothing except friendship and good times and Mississippians together getting ready to watch two schools from Mississippi play football. I think this is a good thing that Mississippi State is willing to do that. I'd like to hear your thoughts, and what do you think the thoughts are among the Mississippi State fan base about coming to Hattiesburg?
I don't think that they're surprised that the schedule fell this way or that State was going to make a visit to Hattiesburg because it's happened before, as we've talked about on several occasions. And I think, too, if you just look at how State has scheduled in the past, they have gone and played in places that might be viewed as uncommon by other SEC teams. In a couple of years, they're going to go to Troy. and they're going to play a game at Troy. I told you off air, I went to college at Middle Tennessee State. I got out of school there 2005, and it wasn't long after that that State went to Murfreesboro and played Middle. So I just think it's something historically they've done. I don't think State people are surprised by it at all. And I agree with you. I've not seen it at M.M. Roberts Stadium. I remember Southern Miss coming to play in Starkville one year in the not-too-distant past, and remember thinking, yeah, this is pretty cool that you've got two FBS teams in the same state in different leagues that can get together. And this state, in terms of population, you know, it's not the biggest place in the world. So you have a lot of close-knit relationships, and you have a lot of people who have gone to both places who work with one another or maybe are in the same family that have gone to school at one or the other. And it creates some really cool opportunities for everybody to be able to share that through the game with one another. So, yes, I agree. I think it's a really neat thing.
All right, what does Mississippi State have to do, in your view, to win the football game?
Well, like we talked about earlier, I think this is the case for anybody in week one or in your first game. Can you play cleaner than your opponent, limit your mistakes, make adjustments? Because that's what's going to happen. The first time that two teams step on the field to play against someone other than themselves in practice – things are just going to be different. That's the nature of the beast. So can you, as coaches would say, control the controllables better than the team that you're playing? I think sometimes it's that simple in week one. You know, limit your big plays, do those things. I know that all sounds very elementary, but I think when you're talking about having so many new faces and so much newness on both sides, the little things oftentimes can be the things that make the biggest difference.
Will the Bulldogs be a throwing team, or will they, as some people suspect, just line up and run the football right at the Golden Eagles?
I think ideally they'd love to be balanced, but Jeff Lebby has said from day one, for as much as people talk about his prowess for putting points on the board and, you know, big numbers with regard to total offense, the run game is a big part of it for him. And I think they've got a deep running back room. What I've seen from them here early on, deeper than maybe I thought that they had. I feel like if they stay healthy, they got four or five guys that they could feel really good about plugging in back there and rolling through to keep fresh legs on the field. So I think they want to try to do that. They went out and got some pieces on that offensive line out of the transfer portal. We'll try to open up some more holes and be a little more physical up there. So if they can find a way to get that ground game going, maybe that opens things up for him through the air a little bit more. But, yeah, that's been a piece of what he's wanted to do since he got here. And I think hopefully he can take a bigger step in the right direction with the group he's got this year.
Neil, I want to go back to in-state rivalries. You're from Kentucky. You know, the two biggies there, Kentucky and Louisville, obviously both are notorious basketball schools. But is the rivalry in football there? Do those schools – play each other regularly in football?
Yes, every year. Going back to the 90s, Louisville didn't play football for a long time. They played in the early portion of the 20th century, and then they did away with their program for, I don't remember exactly how long, but a long time. And a guy who was on the staff at Kentucky at one point, and was a successful coach at Miami, Howard Schnellenberger, brought their football program kind of back to prominence. And one of the key pieces of that was he lobbied for Kentucky and Louisville to start playing football against each other. And they've done it every year. I want to say back to 92. I may not be exactly right on that, but they have a trophy. It's a big deal. When I was at Kentucky, I thought it was maybe the bitterest thing I had ever seen. The state school against the city school, and, you know, obviously there's a lot of vitriol between them. Then I saw State and Ole Miss play, two teams in the same division of the same league. When I started doing the games here in 17 and I talked to a bunch of people in Lexington, I said, Kentucky and Louisville ain't got nothing on this. I said, I've never seen anything like this. And I think Alabama and Auburn, very similar in some ways. It's different. And I think being in the same league is probably what puts it over the top. The Kentucky-Louisville rivalry is 365 days a year. Make no mistake about that. But they're in different leagues.
Right.
They don't get to impact one another's fortunes quite as much as the teams in the SEC that are battling one another within the same state.
And I know it's a pipe dream, but Kentucky has made that move to where the schools are playing each other. It's been noted, well documented, that Ole Miss, you know, will not play, you know, Southern Miss. When you look at the benefits of the state, again, it's a pipe dream, the dead horse, let's put it away. But you just would sure like to think from a state of Mississippi standpoint, if that could happen every once in a while, it would be great.
Well, I went through some of that, you know, when I was in college at Middle. So when I was going to school, Middle was, by enrollment at that point in the early 2000s, the largest public school in the state of Tennessee. And Vanderbilt would play Middle. Those schools were separated by 35 or 40 miles, Nashville, Murfreesboro. It was hard to get Tennessee to play Middle. It really was. Just like after Tommy West in Memphis, it was hard for Memphis and Tennessee to find a way to play one another anymore. Sometimes that's the way that it works out. I don't know that means it's always great, but it's kind of the way that, you know, there's a lot that goes on there. You know that. I mean,
sure.
There's politics and emotion and everything else that goes into it. But I just think what I know of it, not trying to speak out of school, what I know of state people having been here since 17, what I know of Southern Miss people, getting to know some of them, I just think there are a lot of similarities in some ways between those folks. They cross paths and intersect in so many different areas of life. I think it's a good series. I do.
I agree with you. Hey, real quick, about a minute left. When you moved here from Kentucky, scale of 1 to 10, how shocked were you at the quality of college baseball in Mississippi, Neil?
Well, I knew it because I was at Kentucky, and they come play state and Ole Miss quite a bit. Mm-hmm. So I knew that it was good. And then once I got here and saw what Scott was doing at Southern Miss, I think I probably knew less about that just because Kentucky didn't play against Southern Miss very often.
Right.
We didn't see much. But I mean, once you got here, you go, okay, they got three Division I programs that year in and year out are in regionals, trying to get to supers. They've got high expectations. It's a pretty neat thing. The thing I was more blown away by in my role was when I learned that Jim Ellis, John Cox, and David Kellum had all been doing baseball at their respective schools for well over 35 years.
Mm-hmm.
That floored me, because when you think about John, and John's one of the great people I've met. I saw him last month at French Camp. Great guy. But John's been doing it there for a long time.
Right.
And he's been doing all three sports, and he's made a lot of midnight rides and automobiles to get from a basketball game to a baseball game or vice versa. And that's tough to do when you're
right.
talking about doing it 40 years. It just is.
No,
so I've got a ton of respect for those guys, and that all those programs have been successful, and they've been represented by people like that have done a great job on the air telling the story. It's pretty cool. It really is.
Hey, Neil, we really appreciate you being on the show. I'm going to invite you back in the near future, because I'd love to talk to you a little bit about the guy you replaced as the play-by-play announcer at Mississippi State, the great Jack Crystal, and then there was Jim Ellis. He's been such a big part of that as well. So you've worked with some real legends, and maybe in the future we can talk to you a little more about that.
Sure. Guys, I've enjoyed it. Have a good day.
Thank you very much. Neil Price, everybody, play-by-play voice of the Mississippi State Bulldogs.
Bob, baseball season is over.
I know, you're right. I had to throw that in there. We'll be right back.
Southern Miss to the top. To the top. You're tuned in to the Eagle Hour.
All right, 4th Street Bar and Grill sponsoring this segment of the Super Talk Eagle Hour, where you can get a great lunch every day of the week, where you can also catch all the big games. 4th Street Bar and Grill, right there in the shadow of the rock. We really appreciate those guys and encourage you to do some business We know you're going to like the food and the camaraderie and all the memorabilia at 4th Street Bar and Grill. Also, we want you to do your shopping for home repair, home remodeling, home construction, everything you need for your next project, home, lawn, or garden at MCS Home Center in Bellevue, Hattiesburg's new home improvement center, with local folks eager to please you. MCS Home Center, 7329 Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg.
You just, all you got to do is memorize that phrase, Bob. If you use it in, on, or around your home,
yeah,
you'll find it at
MCS. Are you
going
to charge Hank Lott for this?
Hank's a great American. I would give that to him for nothing. Okay. If you use it in, on, or around your home, you'll find it at MCS.
Glenn Dyer is a great American.
He is.
And he is the proprietor of GoldenEaglePride.com, chat room, website. And we're happy to say that Glenn's going to be joining us now moving forward through football every Wednesday to talk about Southern Miss football. And let me just say, Glenn, we could not be more delighted to have you on the show. We just think you're a great guy and do a wonderful job covering Southern Miss athletics.
Thanks so much, gentlemen. Means a lot. How are y'all today?
Well, we're good, Glenn. And I think the question is, how are you? You're the one that's been going to football practice every day. What can you report? Number one, what are you observing? And kind of put in a nutshell how different this is than what you were accustomed to.
Yeah, Bob. Three coaches prior to Bauer, we were allowed, you know, full access to practice. So you could, you know, spend 2 or 3 hours a day out there and, you know, really take it in and get an idea of what's going on. Like Coach Saban, Coach Huff allows the press there the first 20 minutes of practice, and that's it. And then you come back 2.5 to 3 hours later and get an interview with Coach Huff, and on Saturdays, Coach Huff and selected players. But, yeah, it's a different deal. You got to pay a little more attention to certain things.
How do they stretch? You said they stretch really good.
Yes. Most of the time we see them, they are stretching, and we are stretching at a P5 level.
But you know, Glenn, it really makes the media's job. And look, I want to go on. We're not special. Media people, we are not special. But our job is to get the word out to the general public. And when information coming to us is limited, it's problematic being able to let the general public know what's going on when facts and figures are at a slow drip. So how does that change the way that you have to attack your job?
It's totally changed it, but for me, it's for the better because it's widened my horizons. I have to dig deeper, and I'm having to go into, you know, prior administrations or places they were before, you know, like with Blake, I'm looking at what he did at Arkansas State, Utah State, with Coach Huff, you know, as a running back coach at Alabama and at Penn State, and then obviously we refer to as the other place. And just, you know, I have to work harder, and that's fine.
So what are you anticipating taking? There's been quarterback competitions in the past under Coach Huff's predecessor. You have a clear-cut QB1 now. So what do you think the team is dealing with heading into the last 2.5 weeks before the opener?
A great deal of it's, you know, polish and prep, making sure everything's in line, everybody knows their assignments. Right now, you know, you're trying to find quality depth. You know, and that's a hard part. And like you said, you know, Blake gets the quarterback with all the experience. Unlike last time he was here, and he had Austin Davis coming down as a freshman. He's got a savvy quarterback who, you know, he's really smart. He knows what defenses are trying to do to him. He has situational awareness. He's fun to watch because he can find different ways to, you know, to make a, you know, negative or a questionable play into a positive and move the chains. Most importantly,
I think what's kind of difficult for me is the impression that people have of Coach Huff is that he's this iron-fisted guy that people are even afraid to talk to for fear you might get your head.
But he's really not that way.
He isn't. No, he's very charming. He's, you know, certainly articulate and is a super nice guy. It's just you just don't have that much access.
Yeah. And with his personality, you know, I thrive under that. I grew up in a military family with a brigadier general as a grandfather. If you weren't 10 minutes early, you were late. So I'm fine with that. And he's straight with you, gives, you know, no sugarcoating, just gives it to you. And I'm, you know, that's good for me. I'm good with that.
Glenn, we were talking to Neil Price from Mississippi State earlier in the show. I thought he made an interesting comment. He was talking about all the new players on the state team, all the new players on the Southern Miss team. But he's the one that brought up to us, he goes, it's not just Southern Miss and Mississippi State. He goes, there's so much uncertainty now. around college football because of all the transfer portal activity, that nobody really knows what to expect week one. Do you buy that?
Almost definitely, and it goes uphill all the way to your athletic director. There's so much questionable in terms of what your budget is actually going to look like that you may have had big projects, you know, on the front burner you were fixing to start, and now you're like, am I going to be all right, you know, physically to do this? So, you know, there's a lot of waiting going on to see how all this gets ironed out with the NCAA and all.
Yeah. You know, I had a coach, Neville Barr, was in here earlier today, obviously a great high school coach, and he made a comment to me, Glenn. He said he had become a big Clemson fan, and I said, well, why is that? And he said, because Dabo Swinney has pushed against the current, and Clemson is not taking a lot of transfer kids, and Clemson is not in the portal. Clemson continues to develop talent the way it's always been, and I think you're going to see a breakout year with them this year. Your thoughts about that when you hear that it's unusual anymore in college football to quote unquote develop talent?
Yeah, I guess something closer to home that we could hone in on is I think that's Coach Ostrander's model. He will grab some portal guys to fit immediate need, but he's not going to make his living on that. He wants to bring guys and develop them, and then through our system and the way we treat our kids, they stick around. And apparently, kids love playing for Dabo. He's a high character guy, and you know, if I had a son playing ball, he'd be one of the top guys I'd want my son to play for.
Yeah, I asked Neil Price this question. I'm going to reverse it with you because you're covering it really closely. We're 2.5 weeks out. What do the Golden Eagles have to do to pull off this upset?
Well, you know, just like any game, win the turnover margin, protect the football, establish some run game, stop the run on defense. You know, in those first games, it comes down to he who makes the least mistakes usually wins these games, and there will be mistakes, being that it's game one. And, you know, I look for special teams to be big in this thing. That can flip the script on somebody as well. And Southern Miss has a really dangerous return game. I think people are going to enjoy watching punt as well as kickoff return.
Mm-hmm. Glenn, I have been preaching this gospel for a while about the fact that not only do the Eagles have a QB1, they have a first-string quarterback who is a proven winner, has won at this level, has won in this league, and I just don't think that – I think people are sweeping Southern Miss under the rug when they shouldn't, based on that fact alone. If you go to youth football, mm-hmm. if you don't have a quarterback, you don't have a chance. Mm-hmm. The Eagles have got a good one, a proven winner, and I just don't think they're getting – and again, they haven't taken a snap, but I think you shouldn't sleep on this Southern Miss team.
Yeah, I agree to that. You got to have a proven quarterback. And, you know, for Coach Hall, he just never had that while he was here, you know, and that's where you start. If you don't have that guy, you're in a lot of trouble. And then after that guy, once you have him, if you have a solid O-line, you can do a lot of stuff. And I think Braylon will have a lot of nice pieces around him in terms of running backs and receivers and slots. My only question is, I feel good about what we have on the interior on the offensive line. I still have question marks about how we will play at tackle. You know, yeah. G5, that's – it's hard for G5 to pull legitimate tackles. They're generally taking athletic guards and converting them. So it still remains, you know, to be seen how functional that unit's going to be.
As you observe this football team in practice to the degree that you can, what is the biggest difference your eyeballs see this year from previous, the last two or three seasons?
Yeah, from day one, it's bodies, body recompositions or body compositions. Last year we had probably the most overweight lineman in the conference, and you know how that's going to play. And a lot of these guys have gotten rid of fat and added muscle, you know, which increases, you know, your athleticism and your ability to go hard longer. These bodies look much better.
Yeah. Glenn, isn't Chris Jones a beast?
Yeah.
Physically?
Chris is every bit a P5 football player. We're fortunate to have him here.
And he just turned 19, you guys, and I'm telling you, this guy – is a physical specimen you don't see in any sport. This guy's a monster.
Yeah.
And he's smart and athletic as well.
I think Chris dropped 10 pounds of fat, added 7 pounds of muscle. I'm assuming they check that on a DEXA scale. He's benching 450 and he's squatting 600. So that's kind of manimal levels.
Good. That's pretty good. Hey, we're about out of time, but I want you to plug GoldenEaglePride.com and tell people how they can get hooked up with your fine chat room.
Yeah, come see us. We write stories every day, break down practices and schemes. We have a chat board where everybody talks about the game. It's at goldeneaglepride.com. Type that in, and you'll see this month that we have 50% off. So we're pretty much giving it away for August.
All right. Everybody needs to go to goldeneaglepride.com, sign up today, and stay on top of Southern Miss football all fall.
Because you know, Glenn, everybody on those chat boards, they have all the answers.
Hey, we're all the armchair quarterbacks at it. Yeah.
That's right.
Glenn, thank you very much, man. We really look forward to having you on our program.
Thanks, guys. Have a great rest of your day.
All right. Glenn Dyer, everybody, from goldeneaglepride.com.
You would think, Bob, that NFL football players would take $15 million if it was given to them based on endorsements. One NFL player said no to $15 million, and I think you will be refreshed as to why he said no.
All right, next. Hang around.
Robinson Electric Supply in Laurel is a wholesaler and distributor that has been powering our community for over 20 years. With everything from conduits to tape, tools to home automation devices, if you can think of it, we supply it. All you need to do is talk us through the project at hand, and we'll ensure you're equipped to get it done right. To get all the electrical supplies you need, visit Robinson Electric at 519 North 13th Avenue or call us at 601-649-1317.
Hey, Southern Miss fans, TrustCare Health is proud to support the Golden Eagles and help keep our community in top shape. Whether you're cheering at the Rock or the Peak, TrustCare has your back with convenient walk-in clinics and top-notch care for your urgent primary and kids care needs. From game day injuries to everyday health needs, TrustCare is your go-to team. Visit us in Hattiesburg and Laurel, and let's keep the spirit of Southern Miss soaring to the top. Visit TrustCareHealth.com for more details. TrustCare Health. Feel better faster.
The Eagle Hour, Southern Miss to the top.
I want to thank Glenn Dyer, GoldenEaglePride.com. Also, Neil Price from Mississippi State University for joining the program today. Genesis of Hattiesburg is the official auto dealer of our wonderful program. Genesis sedans and SUVs are, well, they're the finest Mississippi offers, and their new exclusive Genesis dealership is on Highway 98 West in Hattiesburg. It is the only Genesis dealership in Mississippi. Mo'Bay Beignet Company cooks fresh beignets every day. They're located at 2902 Hardy Street. Check out their Facebook page or go to their website, Mo'Bay Beignet Company, Hattiesburg.com.
Now, if you want to start out the opening Saturday of college football, State and Southern Miss kicks off at 11. Mm-hmm. Why not start your day at Mo'Bay Beignet Company?
Well, they're in a better place to start it.
And then walk right across the street where you will actually see people tailgating on Hardy Street.
Yes, thanks to Kelly Sander.
Oh, I don't know about that now, but I do like tailgating close to the main entrance.
And if you want to get better athletically, go down and talk to the guys at DBAT on Hardy Street. They've got trainers down there that can help you be the best in any sport you choose to compete in. And it is a beautiful facility. It really is state of the art. We're lucky to have that here, DBAT. All right, want to remind you real quickly that Monday we will be introducing some new faces on the Super Talk Eagle Hour. And Friday we will be introducing two new advertising clients that we are very, very excited about having. And we're just really grateful that these great businesses throughout South Mississippi will join us the way they do.
And I understand when you're saying introducing faces, but since it's radio, aren't we theoretically
voices.
Introducing voices?
Yes, we are. Glenn, who we just talked to, is going to be one of the new features this fall, but we'll have more about that Friday. All right, I want to hear about the player that turned down $15 million.
Josh Allen, the quarterback of the Buffalo Bills, has been approached by a real estate company and offered a $15 million endorsement deal, to which Josh Allen not only said no, but a particularly colorful word before no, and told them to keep their $15 million, this real estate development company. The story behind this is Josh Allen grew up poor, of minimal means, and was raised in subsidized housing, or, you know, not the swanky part of town, let's just put it this way.
Right.
When he found out, and, it, you know, single mom, when he found out that this real estate company was going to demolish some low-income housing to build high-rises for the affluent, is when he said,
no,
you can keep your $15 million.
Yeah.
This is what I was raised in. These are salt-of-the-earth people. Right. And the fact that you're going to tear down their houses.
They live, their homes.
Correct. Yeah. So Josh Allen says
good
no to $15 million. Bucks,
Bob. He's an outstanding kid. I told you off air, if a genie popped in my house tonight, I don't think this is going to happen, and provided me with an NFL football team and said you can go pick any quarterback you want on your team, I'd be hard-pressed not to pick Josh Allen, Kelly. Your thoughts about
that? No, I agree. What's really sad, though, is the Bills have been in that AFC, and they've been so close to the Super Bowl so many times.
They're kind of like the Golden Eagles getting back to the World Series, aren't they?
Yeah, they just can't get – it's either Kansas City or, with all due respect, Cincinnati, that they just they just haven't been able to get past in the AFC Championship game. But caliber guy, talented. But you really find out about the fiber of a person.
Absolutely.
And I know there are some listeners that are going, well, it'd be easy to say no to $15 million when you already have $250 million.
$15 million.
I agree. I'd be glad to just have the taxes on $15 million.
Here's my observation overall about NFL players, and we've had the privilege of meeting a number on this show through the years. The really good ones – you don't ever hear much about the guys that conduct their lives like Josh Allen and some players that we've had in here before. I remember we had Terrell Poe in here one time, and he brought a young man that was playing for the Rams at the time, and they were here because they were leading church revivals in Waynesboro, in a little town like Waynesboro.
And coaching youth kids in free camps.
You don't hear about those guys.
Right.
The ones you hear about are the loudmouths, the attention grabbers, the ones that get in trouble and what have you. And that's kind of a shame because there are a lot of good people like Josh Allen playing professional football.
And listeners, I'm trying to push a contest on Bob this year where we give away a really nice grand prize as to that you could participate in. What date on the calendar will we see the first Taylor Swift sighting? But Bob has said we're not doing that this year.
Yesterday.
Is she already at it at the Chiefs games?
Oh, well, you know she'll be the center of attention when they take the field, which is just exhausting. It's just exhausting, Kelly.
As if she needs any more publicity, money.
It makes you hate the Chiefs.
Airtime.
Doesn't it?
Well, it doesn't take much for me. But, and you were talking about Josh Allen. And, you know, I'm not a big Mahomes fan because I think he gets favored by the officials. But he's another guy that he's got some wacky relatives.
But he's a good guy.
He and his wife, they're pretty good as far as taking care of other people and spreading the wealth.
Would he be Patrick Mahomes if he played for the Carolina Panthers?
No, he would be the stuffed animal in the mouth of the pit bull is what he would be.
You can't complete passes in your back.
Better thank his lucky stars he's in Kansas City.
All right, we'll be back tomorrow at 1 o'clock. We really appreciate you listening every day. Thank you. Southern Miss.
To the top.
Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future.
Waiting. You do it at grocery stores, in traffic, and at the doctor's office. But what if you could skip the wait altogether? Introducing TrustCare Plus, a healthcare membership that makes feeling better even faster. Skip the waiting room and enjoy priority access at any TrustCare clinic. Sick kid? Text your care crew day or night. Get discounts on prescriptions and so much more. Wait no more. Feeling better just got a whole lot faster. Join TrustCare Plus today. Plans start from just $15 a month. Learn more at TrustCareHealth.com/plus.
A Supertalk Mississippi Media Production.